Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 207, public domain episodes. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up the 50th anniversary Best of Mayberry DVD, or maybe you want to get the entire season set. You can get the box set of all 8 seasons over at Weaver's. Drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, number 207, is Paul Mulick. Thank you, Paul, for your support. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. I'm so glad to have you here with me in Mayberry. It's an exciting week. If you're listening to this live, this week is Mayberry Days week in Mount Airy, North Carolina. So we're excited about it, getting ready to go and visit with all the Mayberry fans. I definitely encourage you, if you ever get an opportunity to go to Mayberry Days, head that way, Mount Airy, North Carolina, Andy Griffith's hometown. It is awesome. You'll meet some of the salt of the earth in these people from all around. They're big Mayberry fans. They come from everywhere, and you'll definitely enjoy it. Tonight's episode is called Public Domain Episodes. Yeah, I know that seems kind of a topic, but you know, there's been a lot of discussion about that. And what actually got me going this time was over at the iMayberry community. At the iMayberry community, there was a discussion going on about Return to Mayberry. So let's talk about that real quick and just read the note. The note was from Daryl Hunt, and it was, like I said, it was at the iMayberry community, and he said, "I honestly didn't know this existed," talking about Return to Mayberry. "This was a reunion bringing back most of the characters from the Andy Griffith Show. It begins with Andy Taylor returning to Mayberry and planning to run for his old job of sheriff. But when he arrives, he discovers his old deputy and friend, Barney Fife, is planning to run also. So Andy decides to back down. And at the same time, there's some strange going-ons, and Barney's stumped, and so Andy helps him out. And also, Barney's planning to propose to his old girlfriend, Thelma Lou, and Opie, Andy's son, is about to become a father, Daryl." That's right. So the discussion started off all about this. Well, it was then moved along to saying, hey, you can get a copy of this. Return to Mayberry was originally aired on NBC in 1986. And over at Weaver's Department Store, as I cleverly mentioned in the commercial, you can get the DVD of the Andy Griffith Show 50th Anniversary, The Best of Mayberry. And that particular DVD includes not only 17 episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, but it also includes the Danny Thomas Meets Andy Griffith pilot, as well as clips from a season premiere back in 62 and 63, those shows they did, and in the 1986 Return to Mayberry, which is where that all came from. And, of course, it's got sponsors, some commercials, and all kinds of stuff like that. Anyway, so the discussion started about that, and then it turned into this. He said, "I just did a search on this," Daryl said, "on this 50th anniversary episode DVD. Found some public domain episodes mixed in with the copyrighted ones." You know, anyway, then he goes on and talks about, you know, he doesn't like to buy the public domain episodes, you know, because they're free. You should be able to get them somewhere. He's like, never pay for public domain if you can get them, you know, get them somewhere else. When I see something like that, he says, "Yeah, I work to get it added to a system so people know that they're, you know, they're paying for something that they could get for free." But he did go on to say that, you know, if you don't have these, this might be good to get. Well, the discussion then started at iMayberry Community from that about public domain episodes. You know, what are they, and, you know, why not pay for them? What are they? Well, this has come up a lot, so I thought I would address this. Now, public domain episodes are public domain. Basically, you can go to the Wikipedia. We'll have a link in the show notes. This is going to get boring for all you folks, but it's something you guys may not realize. There were 16 episodes of the Andy Griffith Show that fell into public domain. Now, public domain is defined as works in public domain or those that are intellectual property. Their property rights have expired, been forfeited, or they're not applicable anymore. Examples would be like Shakespeare, Beethoven, And most of the early silent films are in public domain. The formula for Newtonian physics is in public domain. It's because it happened a long time ago. There's no patents and things like that on those items any longer. Well, what happened with the Andy Griffith Show was, as I said, 16 episodes fell into public domain. Now, those episodes were, I can show you here on my notes if you're seeing the video version, but I'll read them off to you. The episodes were Barney's First Car, Class Reunion, Dogs, 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 Mountain Wedding, there's my Southern English, The Darlings Are Coming, Barney and the Choir, Barney's Sidecar, Christmas Story, Citizen's Arrest, Convicts at Large, Fun Girls, Goober and the Art of Love, Man in a Hurry, Mr. McBeavy, Opie and the Birdman, The Pickle Story, and The Sermon for Today. Now, of those, five of those episodes, and that would be Barney's First Car, Class Reunion, Dogs, 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 Mountain Wedding, and The Darlings Are Coming, are part of that DVD set from the 50th anniversary. Now, they are, but the rest of them aren't. Now, I will say this as well. This is what I had written back to Daryl. The episodes you'll see on that DVD set, the quality is way better than what you'll see on some of these public domains. Now, there's a lot of folks that released public domain versions of the Andy Griffith Show, and it was those 16 episodes because they could do that. They released 16 episodes of the Andy Griffith Show on public domain, and it's those 16 I just read to you. There's a lot of DVDs out there, and if you ever get one, you're going to listen to it and hear this horrible music that is not the theme to the Andy Griffith Show play at the beginning. I would play it for you, but I hate it, so I'm not going to play it. It's terrible. It is the worst music ever. It's dun, 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 is how it goes. It's just terrible. And it sounds like synthesized music. And especially when you're expecting to hear that whistling theme that we all know and love, and you hear that horrible music, that's public domain episodes. So that's where the discussion came up. And should you buy the public domain episodes? And I would say no. If you're buying these season sets like this, that or season sets of DVDs that are the 16 episodes, there's nothing wrong with them. I mean, you can get them and you can use them. But I would say spend the money, buy the 50th anniversary DVD set, buy it, or go out and go ahead and purchase the full box set of the Andy Griffith Show season sets, because then you get everything. It's perfect. Wow, the video is awesome and everything. Now, all that said, you folks may not realize that when I'm doing this podcast, or when I'm working on iMayberry.com or the iMayberry community or any of the other websites about the Andy Griffith Show, I have to be very concerned about breaking copyright laws. Because we are part of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, we have a little bit of leeway in what we can do and what we can use, because there is a fair use portion. I am by no means a lawyer, so don't take any of this advice as lawyerly advice. But I have to be very careful, and I do my very best not to step on anything or do anything that would harm the ability of the copyright holder, who is Viacom, to be able to make money. Because if I hurt the Andy Griffith Show in any way, they would, stop me. I would be told to stop doing a lot of the things I do. There are certain things that aren't copyrighted, certain things that are. But basically, if you're looking at an image of the characters from the Andy Griffith Show that's a screen grab for certain, pretty much any representation of those characters, they're owned by either Viacom or Mayberry Enterprises Incorporated. They're owned by them. They own the copyright. They own the rights, the trademarks, all that stuff to those episodes. Now, going back to the 16 episodes, I found this article that even though they're in public domain, I wanted you to hear this. This is a website called Tech Dirt. And it says, how do you infringe on the copyright of public domain works? Well, this is a legal story here. It says, another funny copyright mystery he goes into. I'll skip some of this. He says, how you can still be found to infringe on copyrights, even on material that everyone admits is public domain. While it's rare, he cites William Patry is his name. He cites two such cases, suggesting that both have rather tortured logic behind them. The first involves a play, get this, a play that was later turned into a movie. The play remained under copyright. The separate copyright of the movie was not renewed, so it fell into public domain. Yet, because the remaining copyright on the play, because of that, the court determined that the movie could not be distributed since it retained some elements directly from the play. Now, this gets into the Andy Griffith Show specifically. Even though you can kind of understand the reasoning on that particular case about the play, this one's harder to figure out, the reasoning behind this second case. In this one, a bunch of episodes from the Andy Griffith Show fell into public domain. 16, as we just talked about. However, it was just a bunch of episodes from later seasons. Earlier seasons remained under copyright. The court ruled that since later shows are based on the earlier shows that were still covered by copyright, the later shows could not be distributed freely. This seems like a perverse interpretation of the law, but it goes on with some more stuff. We'll have a link to that in our show notes if you'd like to hear it. So, even though 16 episodes of The Andy Griffith Show are in public domain, the people who made DVDs and sold them with those 16 episodes on it were breaking copyright law. So, as you can see, there's a lot of stuff that goes into dealing with this, because I do not own the copyright to The Andy Griffith Show. They own it. The Viacom owns it. CBS Studios, I believe, is involved. This one was a CBS Studios production. The 50th anniversary was also in that was Paramount. They're all, both of those two entities are owned by Viacom. And so they own the rights to that. Anything made, any t-shirts you see that have the characters on them from the Andy Griffith Show, anything that has characters from the Andy Griffith Show on them, they're owned, the images are owned by Viacom, the copyright holder, or Mayberry Enterprise Incorporated. So you can't just go out and make a t-shirt and sell it at Walmart. You have to have a license to do it. You have to have a license, kind of like a barber license that Floyd would want to have. I know this is all boring and all Mayberry stuff, but this, I hope this helps explain why some of you guys are always writing into Weaver's department store saying, hey, could you make this? This would be awesome product. Nobody disagrees with you. It'd be awesome product. Problem is, you have to have a license to be able to do that. And the licenses for the Andy Griffith Show products are not inexpensive. That's why there's been times when they haven't made a Mayberry calendar for a year or something, because they didn't feel like they make enough money to pay back themselves for the cost of the license. They weren't making enough return on investment. So I hope this explains some of the stuff that goes on when people, you know, they ask, why can't you post a video of the Andy Griffith Show in your podcast? When I do the video episodes, I show still shots of things as they're going on that I'm playing audio from, but I don't show the actual video. I'm pushing it, just showing the pictures, because I'm already using audio and then I'm showing some pictures, but I'm always trying to do commentary about these particular episodes. So there's probably fair use there, but I got to tell you, if Viacom said, yea and verily, you're infringing, I wouldn't have any choice but to pull those things off the web. So I do my best to try to make sure I don't infringe, or at least I don't draw the air, make them mad so that they would come after anything we're doing. So Viacom, if you're listening, I'm trying to be good. I don't have any legal representation to be able to fight them in any way. They're huge. And plus they own the copyright. I'm not intending to do anything that would harm them. Matter of fact, my goal is to make the Andy Griffith Show more fun for people and to just enjoy it with you, the fans. So hopefully we'll be okay. But folks, that's why this is a complicated subject. And I realize this is not Mayberry and not Andy Griffith. related, but it is in the sense that I know so many of you want these products and things that don't come out. Cause I'm like you, I'd love to have more Mayberry things out there, but drop by Weavers, check out the things that are there. Cause everything at Weavers is licensed. It's all licensed products. So Jim's real careful about that, or Ben, Mr. Weaver, is real careful to make sure he does that. So, hey, folks, I know that's kind of boring and not the usual fare for Two Chairs, No Waiting, but I did feel like since that topic came up over on the I Mayberry community, that I really should address that and just let you guys understand a little better about copyright, public domain, and what that really means to us as Mayberry fans. We got to respect that because, you know, if Viacom doesn't make money off the Andy Griffith Show, it probably won't stay on the air. Same with your television stations locally. If they're not making money, it's not going to stay on the air. So let's hope it always makes money and we'll always be able to just be enjoying the Andy Griffith Show, both on the air and DVDs and in products that come out, like the new things they've gotten at Weavers lately, new T-shirts, the new calendar that's coming out and everything like that. So, all right, folks. Well, that's all I've got for you tonight. Realize this was a different episode, but I'd love to hear from you about it. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com, or you can drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a message there on the show notes area. There's a comment section there. Love to hear from you. If you're going to be at Mayberry Days in North Carolina this coming weekend on Friday, we'll be meeting at the corner of, Graves and, Graves Street and West Pine Street. Right there in the corner, we'll be meeting there on a hill. So hope to see you folks then. And I think it's going to be an awesome week in Mayberry Days. So if you see Floyd walking around town, be sure and say hey to him, all right? Because that'll be me. And next week on Two Chairs, No Waiting, it's our last episode of Season 4. So we'll be drawing a close to our fourth season, our fourth year of podcast episodes. So, again, love to hear from you. 888-684-8415. And we'll talk to you guys next week on Two Chairs, No Waiting. Bye, guys. See you in Mayberry.